Lesson 2C. Exercise 3.
Some journalists and photographers give the news profession a bad name. They harass people, stopping celebrities on the sidewalk or infiltrating private events like parties. Some people even use drones to spy on famous people in their backyards. Of course, if you're a celebrity,And you go to a place where the rich and famous hang out, you expect people to take photos of you. But it's really bad when you can't protect your privacy. Some people can't even go to the convenience store for groceries without someone coming up and shoving a camera in their face.
A new technology is helping famous people to fight back against the paparazzi. Retroreflective technologyuses special materials that reflect light. The idea is simple. When someone takes a picture of you, their camera sends out a flash of light. Retroreflective materials reflect this light straight back at the camera, ruining the photo. When the paparazzi can't take good pictures of you, they leave you alone. You can buy lots of things made out of these materials, like scarves, jackets, and handbags.Some celebrities even wear T-shirts with a secret message on them. The message can't be seen in normal light, but it appears when the T-shirt reflects a camera flash. It usually says something very impolite.
To get good shots of famous people, most photographers wait around for hours outside celebrity events or outside a celebrity's house.I even know one photographer who camped outside Robert Pattinson's place for a whole week to get a good shot of him. But I don't usually do things like that. I've got contacts all over town. Bellboys, waiters, cleaning staff, personal trainers, you name it. They give me really good tip-offs, so I catch celebrities when they're not ready to be photographed. That way, they're acting much more naturally. And if I get a good shot and it's published...I pay the person who helps me a small fee. It's that simple.
In 2007, 18-year-old Daniel Radcliffe was already famous from the Harry Potter films when he took his first theatre role in the play Equus. The play was on in the West End of London, and photographers waited outside the theatre every night after the show. He couldn't walk out into the street without people following him with cameras. So,Radcliffe did something very clever. He wore the same clothes when he left the show every night. No magazine or newspaper would buy the shots of him after that because they were boring. They all looked the same. Radcliffe thought it was very funny, and so do I.